Edgar Griffin has lived on this hillside outside the town of Petit Guave for 80 years. He says it's changed a lot since he was young.
It was very, very green. You couldn't see a house across from you because it was so green.
Not anymore. Today the mountains are brown and barren. Farmers here try to grow peanuts, but the fertile topsoil washes away in the rain, says engineer Rudy Valmy with the UN International Organization for Migration, or IOM.
Now, when people plant peanuts, they don't produce as much because the good soil goes into the ocean.
Deforestation and erosion are major problems affecting food production in Haiti. 98% of the country's forests have been cut down, largely to make charcoal, the main cooking fuel in Haiti. The same forces drive deforestation in many other developing countries. But villager Emmanuel Nobert says attitudes here are changing.
In the past, the old people, they saw the trees, but they did not really know the meaning of a tree to the country. Today, we, the youth, we are studying, and we know the meaning of a tree to our lives.
Nobert and his neighbors asked the IOM for help restoring these hills. IOM's Francois Fournier put them to work digging short canals in the contours of the hillsides to slow down the flow of rainwater and curb erosion.
And in front of each contour canal, we plant a vetiver. This plant has a very good roots, and it's all the soil. And in back of every row, we plant trees, over 20 varieties of trees.
Those include fruit trees and trees that make good building materials, which will be worth money to the villagers.
They're worth more alive than they are as charcoal.
That's David Delgado with the U.S. Agency for International Development, which funds this project and others. He says the trees help the soil retain more water. This project started just 9 months ago, but Delgado says on a recent visit, villagers told him they are already seeing results.
And they pointed down to the bottom of the ravine and showed us, and they said, you see that tree that's down there? That tree used to never be green at this time of the year. Since we put in these soil water catchment programs, that tree has leaves on it, and more importantly, the water source at the bottom is flowing now year-round.
Longtime resident Edgar Griffin is hopeful about the change in attitude from the old generation to the new.
It was poverty that made them cut down the trees. Now we can tell the difference in the soil.
Experts say creating jobs replanting trees could make a significant difference across Haiti, where both deforestation and unemployment are rampant. In the wake of Haiti's devastating earthquake and the country's chronic hunger problems, the government and international donors are considering planting trees as a way to help workers, farmers, and the environment at the same time. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Petit Guave.